Good morning. It's Monday morning. We're still with Abraham and Sarah. You remember we left the Ur of the Chaldees years ago. We went to Haran. We came to Canaan. We went to Egypt. We've come back to Canaan. And now we're gripped by deep disappointment. If we only had a child. If we only had a child. And God, you've promised us a child. You made that promise to us years ago. And my wife still has not gotten pregnant. Oh, the challenge of life. To really believe God's promises when His timing doesn't agree with ours. I remember Kathy and I were married for 6 years before she gave birth to our oldest son, Scott. And oh, it was so painful. People would look at us like, well, what's wrong with you? Why don't you have a baby? We'd gather with young couples and all they could talk about was their kids. And all we could talk about was our golden retriever. Boy, it was tough. And then, yes, at the right moment, according to God's calendar, Kathy got pregnant. Wow. You going through some disappointments now? Let's pray together about it. Lord, I thank you that you understand the frustrations of our heart, that you know the desires that roar within us. And Lord, in the midst of those frustrations, whether they be frustrations at work or at home, remind us of your promises. That wonderful promise that I am with you always. That wonderful promise that God will not abandon me on account of His great name. Lord, as we go to work today, cause us to be there with a new awareness that God does care. And yet, Lord, enable us to be honest with you about the disappointments and yet to cling to you in the context of your promises. Bring that about in our thoughts and in our emotions. May we be people depending on the promises of God. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good day, a rich day at work. I'll talk to you on the way home. Bye now. You're headed home tonight. I'd love for you to have a family night. And for the focus to be out of the passage of the morning, how do you handle disappointments? And you know, Dad, you'd be staggered to know the disappointments that go on in the life of your children. This week I was reading an article in Ann Landers' column. It was about a teenage girl who committed suicide. The focus of the whole article was, I don't belong. I'm not needed. I never make it. I tried for a part in the play. There was no room for me. I went out for an athletic team. They chose someone else. I tried to make friends. They turned away from me. And finally, a teenager said goodbye to life because she was totally overwhelmed by disappointments. Dad, I'd like you to talk about tonight times in your life when you've experienced a disappointment. Dad, your sons and daughters, and even your wife needs to know of some of your disappointments. Also, Dad, your son, your daughter, your wife, well, they need you tonight to be real soft. Not to be authoritative, but to be real soft. They need to know that you feel their disappointments with them. And sometimes that's hard for a dad. You know, you're a high-powered, busy man. You're a man who takes charge. You're a man who says, well, let's solve it. But your daughter needs to hear you say, honey, oh, I hurt with you. Your son needs to say, Dad, thanks that you listened to me and interacted and seemed to understand that I really hurt. Let's just pray together, Dad, about your time tonight. Lord, I know that as a father and as a husband and as a busy man, sometimes it doesn't mix. And in the midst of my busyness, I don't empathize well. Forgive me, Lord, when I am that way. And sometimes, Lord, I so want to solve something, I don't even acknowledge that I empathize with someone's pain because I want to get to the solution so quickly. Lord, tonight, may we hurt and identify with the disappointments of others in our family. And then may we carry our family to the promises of God, to celebrate the news God is with us. Lord, may the closure of the night be statements about the faithfulness of God who is with us. But may the aroma of the night be we empathize with your hearts. Make it a rich, life-changing evening in all of us, I pray, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Have a wonderfully rich evening. It's Tuesday morning. I hate to wait. I'm tired of waiting. What will I do? I'm overwhelmed by disappointment. And in the midst of the disappointment, there's so many voices. And Sarah speaks. And she says, Abram, God has prevented me from bearing children. Please go to my maid. And Abraham responds to her voice. You know, I found myself wanting to say to Abraham, Abraham, run to Canaan, will you? Go build an altar and talk to God. And you can tell God about how Sarah's feeling. But you know, it's so easy to slip into Egypt, isn't it? To set God aside and just listen to human voices. Easy to do that. But there's such benefits in waiting. Oh, when we're pressed by God to wait, we learn perseverance. We learn to be faithful day by day. And then when we wait and follow God's timing, when it finally happens, when God pulls it off, there are no scars. But the process of waiting is so essential. We've got to go to Canaan. And there, focus. Behold a God who is that faithful overseer. with compassion and understanding of your situation. Let's talk to that God even now, okay? Lord, you know all the tendency in all of us to want it yesterday. And Lord, in our honesty, we do admit we need solutions in lots of areas of our lives. I know, Lord, we need financial wisdom. Lord, I know that right now my senior in high school son named Dean is wrestling with, where do you want him to go to college, Lord? And oh, it's such a pressure cooker decision. Lord, remind us to go to Canaan. In the midst of all the voices we hear, to value God's voice more than any other voice. And even now, as my friend arrives at work, may he be responsive to the voice of God throughout his work day. Give him your insight, your presence in great measure, I pray, Lord, for Christ's sake. Amen. Have a rich day enjoying the presence of God. Good evening. You're headed home. You remember our time together this morning? So many voices. Oh my. To whom do you listen? To whom do you listen? You know, I think it would be great tonight if you'd gather with your family again. Last night, you remember you talked about disappointments? Tonight, what influences how we think, how we feel, how we act? And are these influences helpful? Or do they really hinder? It's just another way to say, it's a valuable thing for mom and dad and children to talk about the voices that we listen to. And what kind of an influence do they have on us? The voices of the gang, the voices of the teachers, the voices off a TV set, the voices from magazines. You might even write down the influences, the voices over our lives. And then next to the voice or the influence, put plus or minus. And then, Dad, lead the family to discuss, how do I hear God's voice? How do I hear the inner nudge of the Spirit? You know, at the heart of it all, you hear God's voice by reading the Bible. There is God's objective statement to us. He never will lead us to do anything that disagrees with that book, the Bible. That's why you go to Canaan and build altars and develop Canaan habits. It'll be a great night, Dad, to talk about the value of the Bible in your life and in the life of your family, and about now you're in a situation and your friends are pressing you to do something, and there's the Holy Spirit who nudges my human spirit with, don't do that. And I sense, oh, that's God. That's God saying, stop. Or God saying, go ahead. That's okay. Lord, guide the family tonight to discover in new ways that you are Lord. And that somehow we need to block out all the voices that would detract us from God and hear God's voice. Lord, help us to have a good time talking about ways to hear God's voice. Reading the Bible, listening to godly people, listening to godly music and so on. Lord, raise in us a higher awareness of the voice of God and a greater desire to hear and to respond to that voice. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good time with your family tonight. And oh, I'll guarantee you, the reason many children blow their life is because they respond to the wrong voices. They respond to the wrong influences. And the reason they do is because mom and dad have not grown them in discernment of hearing God's voice. Oh, see it as an exciting opportunity to bless your family tonight. God bless you. I'll see you in the morning. It's Wednesday morning. Good morning. If you were Abraham, you've been involved with Hagar, you've ignored God, how would you feel? Would you feel that God sort of put you out to pasture? Put you in the shelf? I think I would feel that way if I'd done that. I find that my inner mechanism keeps saying my performance determines God's love for me. Oh, I know that isn't correct, but I often feel that way. And therefore, how staggering that here God comes along after Abraham has blown it and says, Abraham, I'm God Almighty. Walk before me with integrity and I will establish my covenant between me and you. I'll multiply your descendants. Not only that, but I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant. I will be God to all of your generations forever. God makes a legally binding agreement with Abraham. How amazing. The grace of God to say, here, Abraham, though you've blown it, I make this covenant with you and all your descendants. That's called grace. The hymn says, grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt. Wow. Let's talk to that God of grace. Lord, we live in a world where our value is determined by performance every day. And because of this, so often we live very anxious lives. Sometimes very phony lives, where we cover up because we're too embarrassed to reveal the real us. Lord, I thank you that in your marvelous grace, you say, I make a commitment to you and to your generation. God, I pray that because of your commitment to us, we would know great freedom at work today. Freedom to perform in response to God's love for us, rather than to perform hoping to earn the praise of the boss. Lord, free us to live in the freedom of Christ as responders to a loving God in all the events at work today. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Enjoy your day at work. Enjoy your freedom in Christ. God bless you. Good evening. You're on your way home and, you know, how was your day? A rich day, I hope, but maybe a little frustrating. You felt ignored or rejected or unappreciated or you would have liked to have done better. I think I can identify with all those feelings. And you know, as you drive home, I hope you'll identify with the person of God and his feelings towards you. You're mine. You're special. I promise to be God Almighty to you, to care for you. Here is my grace. God extends His love to us. Oh, I cannot earn His love, though I can enjoy His love. I cannot deserve His love, though I can experience His love. His love comes packaged as a baby. A baby in a manger, so many pounds and ounces. A baby who grows up in the home of a carpenter becomes a young man, and now as a young man, he staggers people with what he says and what he does. And now we find him nailed to a cross. enjoy God's warm, tender love for you. Be nourished by the love of God tonight. Have a wonderful evening. Good morning. You have to be kidding. What? We're going to have a baby? Look, I've heard about it for so many years, I know, but wait a minute. I've given up hope. And not only that, God, don't you understand? My body's changed. Now it is biologically impossible for me to have a baby. God, look. It's just too late. Oh my. Can you identify with Sarah? With Abraham? But no, wait, is anything too difficult for the Lord? Oh, that's right. Let's pray in the midst of that, all right? Lord, we can sort of laugh with Abraham and Sarah. We can identify with disappointments that carry for so long. It seems that there never will be a solution. Maybe it's a business deal, and it's always tomorrow, and then it's next week, and then it's next month, and it's never happened. Lord, it's a dream, and we've given years to it, and it's still just a dream. Lord, it's the real desire to have a job promotion. We've paid our dues. We've done what we perceive as a good job, and we've been passed over. Lord, maybe it's physical health. And Lord, it just seems that we'll never be healthy again. Or that our wife won't, or maybe one of our children. Lord, we've given up. Lord, the door seems so totally shut. Seems impossible to open. Lord, may we join Abraham and Sarah in honesty to you. And yet may we also believe you. Lord, somehow as my friend goes to work, may he go with an even greater awareness that you are Lord, the God in charge, the God of the impossible. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Good evening. You're headed home. And I trust that you can somehow hang all the office headaches on that stop sign by your house tonight, okay? Just don't let go of them there. God's anxious to carry them for you. And he's very able to do that. And as you're at home tonight, you know, sometimes there's a specialness about a dad called I was alone with him. Just alone with my dad. Or just alone with my wife. And maybe in the atmosphere of aloneness, you can go back to the issue of Monday night. You remember disappointments you've experienced? And maybe your son or your daughter or your wife needs alone time with you tonight. Because they need you just to sit with them. Maybe even hold them. And help them through the heartbreak of it's no use. Help them through the waters of I've given up. I can't understand chemistry. Or nobody in fifth grade likes me. Or I'm not going to go out for track this year or whatever. Dad, I'd love for you tonight to be a vehicle of faith, to breathe confidence and strength into your wife and into your children about, I'm with you. And the Lord is with us together. Let's go on. Again, Dad, they don't need the general of the army. They don't need the posh executive decision maker. They need the friend, the companion. I long that tonight you'd have the treat of spending some alone time with someone in your family.